This is The Source on KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Garbage collection and management is one of those jobs that you expect a city to do and do right. And San Antonio has seen some changes in its trash pickup program over the years, and more changes are coming. The newest, fines for the wrong stuff in the blue recycling bin and the pay-as-you-throw program. So how is this going to impact you? What other changes are coming? And if you've got questions or comments about solid waste management at your curbside, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8900. 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource at tpr.org. Tweet us at tprsource. And we're joined by David McCary. He is the director of the Solid Waste Management Department for the City of San Antonio. And welcome to The Source, David.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
A lot going on these days. People, you know, you have so much enthusiasm for your job. You really do. I just feel it. You know, looking at you and seeing you and knowing what you do, how do you – people don't think of solid waste management as fun and as exciting, but you somehow make it so.
Well, I think it is exciting, and it gives the community an opportunity to not only take care of the community, but more of a sustainable environmental consciousness awakens within all of us. So we're excited that we can be a benefit to the community.
And is it true you started at 18 years old at the bottom rung of the system?
That's true. At
18, where was that?
It was in Houston. I worked as a that's when they had the CEDAR program for underprivileged children. They had an opportunity to have the grant fundings, and they were hiring collectors. So I felt that if I could work on the back of the truck and go to school full time, that was perfect for me, because back then – the garbage man actually got off half a day and got paid for the entire day. So what perfect opportunity.
And here you are now overseeing an entire system that has been modernizing over the past few years. And you have been driving the truck, so to say, in this instance.
Yes. And so we're looking to, as we've environmentally awakened the consciousness, but we have fully automated collection, the advanced technology that is currently present. Our employees, in their dedication, can actually work all day and actually go home to their families and enjoy them without being just tired and pooped.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, I have all sorts of questions about
sure.
where I put my bin and everything else. So, but first, so these mechanical arms that grab the bin, how if you put your cans too close together, if neighbors, whatever, that becomes a problem, right? You got to have a certain distance.
Well, the ideal is you want to keep it at least 3 feet from a mailbox or any other obstructions. You want to keep it away from a parked car so that when the automated collection system comes through your neighborhood, they can easily reach out with a mechanical arm and service it without any problems.
See, these are the simple, practical things that I want to talk about, because a lot of people may not think about that. And once we make people aware of, okay, just move it over just a little bit, things will be a lot more smooth and everyone will be happier.
Yes. And I know they sometimes get that a little confused, but once you've pinpointed where exactly you like for your cart services to take place at the foot of your driveway, then it's easily accessible to us. We just don't want to hit any mailboxes or parked cars or any other obstructions.
Oh, sure. So right now we've heard that starting on July the 1st that we're going to see fines for the wrong stuff in the blue recycling bin. So not huge fines, just fines. We're just trying to get people to, I guess, a behavioral modification type of a program here.
Well, let me say this to the community, and I love San Antonio. We are great here. One of the things that needs to be clarified is majority of our residents actually recycle correctly. We don't want to discourage those that are on their game and recycling day in and day out. They understand your aluminum cans, your plastics, your newspaper, your cardboard, even your glass gets recycled in the blue cart. What's the challenging part and the $25 fine addresses are those that are using this blue cart as a second trash can. In other words, you're seeing disposable diapers. Let's talk real about that. Disposable diapers are not supposed to be in the blue cart. Dead animals, dead dogs should not be in the blue cart. Grass clippings should not be in the blue cart. and full bags of trash, no matter how you try to disguise it with a sprinkle of recyclables on top, if you've got food waste and garbage inside the blue cart, then that's a direct violation. And that's something that should never be compromised. One of the things that's important is that, say, for instance, the dirty diapers. Not all diapers are number one. Sometimes the number two goes with it. So that means that if those things get smeared on the recyclables or those good products, then when we go to the market, it sometimes can compromise it and never leave the materials recovery facility. Now, keep in mind that you have individuals, even though it's automation, at the materials recovery facility where these commodities get processed, they have to kind of be protected. You know, it's one thing to mix it up and maybe I put in, say, polystyrene or something that some people call styrofoam in it accidentally. Then those are just warnings. But when you blatantly use a Pamper or you blatantly put hazardous waste in there like needles and syringes, believe it or not, we have some customers, again, that are using it as a second trash can. Those are the ones that we have to send and treat it as garbage, meaning we'll have to send a second special truck to collect it, Dave. So that's where we are with that.
So if you have those items, dirty diapers, they should go in the
brown cart, absolutely.
Okay.
In the brown cart. The brown cart is still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. You still have your day of service for the brown cart.
And do you think that people just don't know, is it confusion, or how do you think that comes about? And we just need to make them better, more aware?
I think what happens is you have to really think about how you're recycling, what are some of your habits. Is it you that might be the lone one in your home that's recycling correctly, and the other three members of the home may or may not be? So everybody has to get on board to know exactly what gets recycled and what doesn't. The beauty about the blue cart is we have a sticker that actually says what can actually be placed on top of the cart. When we first originated the program, the sticker used to be inside the lid, so we transitioned it to the top of the lid. As our customers get the green cart, then we want to remind them to recycle, but they're recycling their organic component, so they're giving their waste back to nature. So the pizza boxes that we were discussing earlier, those salt contents, the little cheesy cheese that still gets on it, right, place that in the green cart. It can get recycled.
And yeah, I was asking about my pizza boxes. I wasn't sure. It says recycling on there. I didn't know which bin it goes in. Now I know it should go in the green bin. As the green bin program, it starts reaching my house, I'll know that. We're going to talk more about the trash collection, recycling, the pay-as-you-throw program. That is new and interesting. If you've got questions or comments, give us a call, 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. You know, some people, you know, I think my family is the trashiest family in San Antonio. We generate so much garbage, it hits the curb. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's got to go somewhere. And thank goodness we've got a City of San Antonio solid waste department that's on its game. But they want us to do our part. No more dirty diapers in the blue recycling bin. If you've got needles, if you've got people who are in family, taking injections for diabetes or whatever, those needles do not go in the recycling bin. They go in the garbage bin or try and put them in certain throwaway containers. Also, there's a new program called Pay As You Throw, a garbage collection program. We're going to get the details for that. We're joined by David McCrary. He is the director of the Solid Waste Management Department for the City of San Antonio, and we've got a caller. Let's get him on the air, 210-614-8980, if you want to join the conversation. And Dave is on the line. And Dave, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me on. My question is that how is it going to be proven that I'm the one that threw something like a dirty diaper in the recycling? Because I have actually found them in mine before, and I haven't had an infant in my house in over 23 years.
So you think
somebody pulls up in their car and chucks a dirty diaper in your recycling bin, I got to take the hit for it?
All right, Dave. Interesting question. Thank you so much for asking it. Okay, what do you think?
Yeah, thank you for that. What tends to happen is, just to be on the safe side, Part of our process, sir, is that we'll take a picture of the contents that are in your cart. We'll actually take three. One is the serial number of the cart. One is the reflection of your particular address. So if we're talking about a pamper that's been placed in by someone walking by that has it in there, once we see that picture and that photo, that automatically will connect to your address. Now, by chance, if someone else is getting your cart confused, say your neighbors in your driveways are adjacent and both of your carts are side by side, we would want you to explain to us that, oh, I'm sorry, that's not our cart, so that we can target the right education for the right home. So that when it comes to that final warning before the fine, there's that opportunity. So there will be under no circumstances just an immediate fine. We will make certain that this is about a fair warning first. And we will talk with you. We will give you the contact number. And you'll actually get a letter that actually will have photos of the particular cart. So that should help us clarify what happens. We are asking for everyone to still be on their game with it. Again, it's one of those things where we're talking about those that are pretty blatant. If someone drops something in passing by, say, for instance, if someone put a plastic toy in there, it's just one toy, that would be always just a reminder of it in terms of education. That would not have the enforcement piece.
Sure, and if generally if a house is generating one dirty diaper, it's not just one dirty diaper.
That's
it's
right.
Going to be more than one. All right, let's go back to the calls. Sylvia is on the line. Sylvia, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, this worries me. I've got a family of eight that lives next door, and they fill out my trash can because they only have one can, and they fill it out like crazy.
You mean your next-door neighbor is using your can?
Yes. I mean, we're only two people in my household, and there's eight next door, and they constantly come over and put their trash into mine.
Well,
do we get a trash can with a lock?
No, that's actually a violation. They're not supposed to put anything in your cart. If they're generating more than they have capacity for, then part of the ordinance actually covers that they get a second brown cart. So if they're generating more, they shouldn't take advantage of your cart because they have to be accountable for themselves or your neighbors. I know it's not popular to.
So what would she do?
What she would need to do was to be to call our office, give us a contact through 311. Make them aware. They will pass that on to us so that, again, it's not like ratting out your neighbors, but we need to know. We don't want to hold the wrong individuals accountable. We're trying to educate those that are misusing the cart. And in doing so, what better way to make the contact than to talk directly to those that are in violation?
But we're now entering this new program, Pay As You Throw, where you have to, if you get a supersized cart, you're going to pay a little bit more. If you can get a tiny little cart, if you don't generate that much trash. And so we might see more people like Sylvia with next door neighbors who don't want to pay for the supersized cart and they just want to throw it in mine.
Well, once again, there will be a choice of sizes, 48 gallon, 64, and 96 gallon. If you have a family of eight that's next door, it doesn't mean that they can't recycle successfully. They could still have the 96 gallon brown cart and 96 gallon blue cart. We would love to come out and meet the neighbor so that we can educate them how could they better serve their resources to separate completely those recyclables. And then when all else fails and they need an additional cart, then they still can ask for a second brown cart.
Now, is this pay-as-you-throw program now operational?
Yes, it is. It is an 18-month rollout. We are already more than halfway there. We have 346,000 customers. So we're already embarking on 190,000 of our customers. We will be complete citywide by the spring of 2017. So all residents will have the blue. They will have the green. That will even give them more capacity to limit what goes into the brown. So it's all about doing it the right way and being smart about your recycling.
But if I want to get a smaller can because I don't generate that much brown trash, then I can do that right now? I can call
Yes, you could.
Downsize.
You can always downsize for free. It's no charge. You can even upsize. Say you tried it. I went to the 64-gallon. It didn't work out well. call us. We'll bring you back the 96-gallon. At least you gave it a shot, and we'll work with you.
Okay, let's go to another caller with Jody. Hi, Jody. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. My comment is this. I often hear, you know, city officials on your show and in other places saying, you know, if you have an issue with this or that, just call 311 and let us know. I've called 311 several times. I think the last time I called was because there were some dogs loose in our neighborhood that I thought looked dangerous for children. I've waited on hold. I waited on hold for over 15 minutes and never got through to anyone. Every time I've called 311, I've never been able to get through. It's just a constant hold, and it's very frustrating, and it really seems like it's not really an option for anyone that's trying to get anything done. Are there alternate numbers, or has your guest ever tried calling 311? Because I've never been successful getting through to anyone with it.
Okay, Jody, thank you. I've called 311 for nuisance dogs and other purposes. I've never had a problem getting through. So, Dave, what do you think?
Well, first, I needed to tell Jody, sorry for that bad experience. We do have a direct number that you'd want to write down for solid waste, which is 207-6428. That's 207-6428. That way you can talk to us directly as experts in the field. And again, we don't want any delays. We're here to help. We're here to service the community.
All right. Another caller, Teresa, is on the line. Teresa, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, I had questions about the blue recycling bin. Is it okay to put in there flyers that people leave on your door and the flyers that you get in the mail, you know, all the junk mail? Is it okay to put that in there?
Yes, Teresa, is perfly fine.
Okay.
How about if you have a box that you bought something in that the box has a smooth surface on it? It's not cardboard, but it has a smooth.
Yes, if you can break it down, at least collapse it and set that in there. Sometimes it's corrugated cardboard, and sometimes it's kind of a little print on there, but we can recycle both.
Now, I get these, I think once a week, the Express News sends out, not the newspapers, it's like this rolled-up thing of ads with some other stuff in it. Do I have to break that down and throw the plastic wrapper in one bin and the paper in another, or can I just throw the whole thing into the recycling?
You know, a lot of times those little envelopes and things have little windows on them. I would put the whole thing in and keep moving forward because, again, you have that paper. We call it mixed paper, and that is a commodity that goes on the market.
But it's so, like a rolled-up newspaper with a plastic bag around it.
Now, the plastic bag, we have a program for our single-use plastic bags where, just like from the grocery store, if you put them all together in one bundle, make certain there's no moisture content in it or any food or anything left in it, and as long as they're not a black bag, you can ball them all into one, about 40 of them, and wrap it in. Okay. We'll take it that way.
All right. Let's get another caller. Ian. Ian, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah. So since July 1st, I recently had a little education warning, I guess is what you're calling it, where they said, hey, you threw your recycling in a trash bag, no trash bags. And I mean, it makes sense. We have a trash can in the house, put our recycling in that, and we threw them in. And I've been to other countries before where they had much more strict recycling standards. And what always seemed to be the case there is where the more strict they got, the less people recycled at all and just threw everything in the single trash and called it a day. I mean, isn't this a likely outcome?
No, we don't look at it that way. We look at it as those that have been recycling correctly all these years. Keep in mind our programs have been launched for almost 10 years since we've gone fully automated. And as a part of that process, if you have, because give you an example, we have a 23% contamination rate today. So that means 77% of our residents are doing it correctly the right way. So we're trying to encourage that so that we can get that even down to as little as 15% contamination rate, which would give us 85% doing it correctly. So this is about not kind of getting away from those that have worked their due diligence and being environmentally sound to recycle correctly. It's about those that we need to educate more. And the fine actually has to get their attention because, again, they're using it as a second trash can, and that's unacceptable.
We got a caller on Twitter. A listener on Twitter says, Styrofoam has a recycling sign on it, but is it recyclable?
Yeah, that polystyrene, what happens with the Styrofoam is actually a trademark name.
Okay.
So what happens is it's one of these tests. You've seen popcorn that some people use to wrap with. But what happens is your polystyrene, there's the quick test. If it breaks into two pieces, if you break it and it's solid, then it can be recycled. If it breaks into small crumbs and it gets stuck on everything, then that one cannot. So the majority of them can, but you just have to know. Again, that whole peanut packaging is not, but some people consider that the styrofoam. But also, if it's, say, for instance, a meat tray that meat comes in, you rinse it out, that can be recycled as well.
So, you know, if I buy like a new product, sometimes it comes in a packaging surrounded by white styrofoam. That goes in the brown bin.
That goes in the brown bin, absolutely.
All right. Well, so when is we're short on time. So when are we going to see more of the green carts coming out?
We're continuously advancing the community each week. So every week we're adding a new community with the green cart services throughout the city, and we're doing notices too.
And that is for what product?
That's for the organics. That's the green cart. At the same time you get the information on the green cart, you'll be given an opportunity to choose what size brown cart you prefer for your family.
Right, so that would be like composting type material.
Yes, composting for the green cart, absolutely.
David McCary is the director of the Solid Waste Management Department for the City of San Antonio. Lots of activity going on. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Source continues after this NPR news break. Stay with us.